Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The FBI now presumes it was an act of terrorism when a Saudi soldier training at a naval air station base in Pensacola killed three people and injured eight others during a shooting in a classroom building on Friday. The 21-year-old suspect was killed during the attack. And just to give you some sense, one of the three killed, I read this today, he died a hero. 23-year-old Joshua Watson had just graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy and had come to Pensacola to fulfill his dream of becoming a Navy aviator. He was shot multiple times, but still saved countless lives by leading first responders to the active shooter in the last minutes of his life. When you hear the personal stories, it really starts to get to you. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is retired Army Colonel and CBS News senior military analyst Colonel McCausland. Good morning, Colonel.
Larry, good morning to you, sir.
These are very difficult times, especially when, as I just read the story behind one of those young men killed, and then you find out it's a Saudi soldier training at a naval air station base. First of all, what was he doing there?
What he was doing there, he was being trained on U.S. high-performance aircraft that were going to be eventually sold or already have been sold to Saudi Arabia. Most people may be surprised to learn that at any given moment there are over 5,000 foreign service members from about 150 countries around the world that are at some kind of training all around the United States. For example, I'm right here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, where I was dean of the United States Army War College. And every year in every class, there are about 75 foreign officers who participate in that particular course. And they're only a tiny fraction of that larger group that I suggested. And this Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamlani, who was the Saudi officer who conducted this shooting, was one of those foreign nationals who was training on a U.S. base.
And we understand, as details start to come in about his background, that in the prior week he had hosted, quote, a dinner party with some friends. When you think of that, that's not necessarily maybe what comes to mind, but where they were watching videos of mass shootings. So the FBI feels this was definitely an act of terrorism.
Yeah, that's a very disturbing report. The FBI has not confirmed, though they have not denied that report. They are nuancing their responses right now by calling this a terrorist investigation, though they have not yet formally identified it as a terrorist attack, but it certainly seems to be in that direction. Furthermore, it appears this lieutenant and several other Saudi officers who are also in this course at Pensacola had traveled to New York a week or so prior to the attack, spent 4 or 5 days in the city, so they're investigating, the FBI, that angle as well to see if Al-Shamlani met with others, whether others cooperating in preparation or in the days and weeks prior to this rather heinous attack.
Do you know, Colonel, if there would be weapons allowed? I assume, you know, on a military base, there are rules and regs, and obviously monitoring weapons, more diligent there than anywhere else, I would assume.
Well, you would assume so, and that's no two ways about it. In my recollection, and it varies somewhat from base to base, if you're living in base housing, and you're a hunter, for example, you can own a weapon. It has to be secured on the base. But the other part of the equation is, if you take a base like Pensacola, there's 16,000 uniformed people who work on that base every single day. There are about 7,000 civilians. Less than half of those people live on the base. So somewhere around 12,000 or so people commute daily on that base and off that base. Now, they're vetted in advance, receive an ID card. So as they enter the end of the base, they show their ID card, and they're quickly vetted through. Some spot checks of vehicles, but only a few. So procuring a weapon, putting it in your motor vehicle, and then traveling on the base, if you've already been vetted, it is a pretty simple process, even though the actual facility is secure. and carrying a weapon on the base is precluded by regulation.
So I would imagine that I had no idea there were that many people that work and train on that base.
Yeah, it's a huge facility. This is the cradle of Navy aviation. So thousands of young officers, not unlike this outstanding young ensign by the name of Joshua Watson, who was killed in the attack, would go down there for their initial flight school, whether they were flying high-performance aircraft or they were flying helicopters or whatever. That's where they would go. Pensacola is the place. And, of course, as part of that as well, aircraft carriers from the fleet routinely come into Pensacola for routine maintenance or refitting or just for crew rest. And so that brings in thousands of more sailors on a regular basis.
Well, again, three killed, eight others wounded. The suspect is dead. More details will follow. Colonel, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Larry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.